I'm so stuffed I can't even finish what's on my plate. As soon as the tables are cleared, Yo starts asking if we can go out. Mommy calls, un segundito, from the kitchen, and in a moment she comes back in, carrying a birthday cake in the shape of the island, with 13 candles flaming away on top. Everyone starts singing happy birthday to me. Since we won't all be together next week, Thea Lauda explains. Mommy sets the cake down in front of me so I can make a wish before I blow out the candles. But I can only think of one thing I really want, which I can't get. Maybe Mommy can tell what I'm wishing for because she puts her hand around my shoulders and whispers in my ear, if you want, save the wish for later. Which seems like a good idea, since I can't think straight with 16 people telling me to hurry before the candles melt down into the cake. So now can we go out? Yo asks as soon as we're done with the cake. The snow has been falling steadily since we came indoors. Thea Lauda shakes her head. You have to finish your digestion first. I can't believe Thea Lauda has gotten even more strict in the United States. Snow is made of water, I feel like telling her. It's not an ocean where you can drown if you swim right after a meal. But Mommy has stressed that we are guests on our best behavior. I'm not about to remind my aunt that this is supposed to be the land of freedom. The aunts and uncles push back their chairs and begin to tell stories. My grandmother starts off a story about when Papi was my age. As she begins, I realize that it's a story I've heard before, and my grandmother is getting a lot of the details wrong. Mommy whispers that Mamita is all confused with grief, to let it be.